Well, hello there, friends, again. Welcome to the New Testament in a Year podcast. I'm Sean Bailey, and I get to read some scripture with you today, dive into His Word, and see what God has for us. I'm looking forward to this together on this 86th day. We're in Matthew chapter 18. So grab your Bible if you can, and listen closely if you will. Let's read God's Word together. All right, so chapter 18 of Matthew. In chapter 18, it opens with the disciples asking Jesus a question about who is most important in the kingdom of heaven. Now, what happens here was a follow-up to chapter 17. See, in 17, we saw these miracles. Jesus was transfigured on the mountain, and He showed His glory, His just that amazing splendor, to Peter, to James, and John. They saw Him speaking to Moses and Elijah, and then the chapter includes Jesus healing a boy that was possessed by a demon, and He teaches about faith and the power of prayer. And then Jesus concludes with a lesson on responsibility and humility through taxing the temple tax. And so that led us into that question that the disciples asked: who's the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And so the way Jesus responds to this is important. And that's what we're going to look for today: a teaching on humility. Look for that, because what happens at the very beginning of chapter 18 is very indicative of how Jesus teaches. Jesus places a small child in the middle of the disciples and has him stand there with him and uses him to teach humility. And watch how he does that. The second big look for is the parable of the lost sheep. You've heard this one, most likely. He'll leave the 99. There are all kinds of songs about it, and it sounds great. But we need to get to the depth and understanding of what that really means. This parable that Jesus shares highlights God's true heart for the lost and His desire for everyone, everyone, regardless of how they fall in our standards in the world. From the least of these to the greatest of these, His desire is for everyone to come to repentance. And it shows the length that Jesus will go to save the lost. And the third big takeaway is the teaching of about forgiveness and how to really resolve conflicts. Jesus gives practical advice on how to deal with sin and conflicts in the community. Watch for this, because we're going to see some parables, a parable of of the unforgiving servant. Before we get to that, is to restoring a brother. Restoring a brother. Bringing them back. Look for that too, because our world is consumed with conflict, even in our own lives. There's a great teaching in this. And so if you would, let's read together. What do you say? Matthew chapter 18. Let's start in verse 1. And we'll read all the way down to verse 35. All 35 verses of Matthew chapter 18. Let's begin together reading His Word. Here we go. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "So who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a small child and had him stand among them. "Truly I tell you," he said, "unless you turn and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself like this child, this one is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever welcomes one child like this in my name welcomes me. But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to fall away, it would be better for him if a heavy millstone were hung around his neck and he were drowned in the depths of the sea. Woe to the world because because of offenses. For offenses will inevitably come, but woe to that person by whom the offense comes. If your hand or your foot causes you to fall away, cut it off and throw it away. It's better for you to enter life maimed or lame than to have two hands or two feet and be thrown into the eternal fire. And if your eye causes you to fall away, gouge it out and throw it away. It's better for you to enter life with one eye than have two eyes and be thrown into hellfire. Verse 10, Jesus continues, "See to it that you don't despise one of these little ones, because I tell you that in heaven, their angels continually view the face of my Father in heaven. What do you think? If someone has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, won't he leave the 99 on the hillside and go search for the stray? And if he finds it, truly, I tell you, he rejoices over that sheep more than over the 99 that did not go astray. In the same way, it is not the will of your Father in heaven that one of these little ones perish." Verse 15. "If your brother sins against you, go tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have won your brother. But if he won't listen, take one or two others with you, so that by the testimony of two or three witnesses, every fact may be established. If he doesn't pay attention to them, tell the church. If he doesn't pay attention even to the church, let him be like a Gentile and a tax collector to you. Truly, I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will have been bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will have been loosed in heaven. Again, truly, I tell you, if two of you on earth agree about any matter that you pray for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there among them." Verse 21. "Then Peter approached him and asked, 'Lord, how many times must I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? As many as seven times?' 'I tell you, not as many as seven,' Jesus replied, 'but 70 times seven. For this reason, the kingdom of heaven can be compared to a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. When he began to settle accounts, one who owed 10,000 talents was brought before him. Since he did not have the money to pay it back, his master commanded that he, his wife, his children, and everything he had be sold to pay the debt. At this, the servant fell face down before him and said, "Be patient with me, and I will pay you everything." Then the master of that servant had compassion, released him, and forgave him the loan. That servant went out and found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii, grabbed him, started choking him, and said, "Pay what you owe." At this, his fellow servant fell down and began begging him, "Be patient with me, and I will pay you back." But he wasn't willing. Instead, he went and threw him into prison until he could pay what was owed. When the other servants saw what had taken place, they were deeply distressed and went and reported to their master everything that had happened. Then, after he had summoned him, his master said to him, "You wicked servant, I forgave you all debt because you begged me. Shouldn't you also have had mercy on your fellow servant as I had mercy on you?' And because he was angry, his master handed him over to the jailers to be tortured until he could pay everything that was owed. So also my heavenly Father will do to you unless every one of you forgives his brother or sister from your heart." And that is Matthew chapter 18. Let's take a moment now to reflect on and unpack and find application in what we just read together. Okay, so Matthew chapter 18 has several takeaways, but we're going to keep it at three today. And the first big takeaway is this: humility and faith. In the beginning of chapter 18, Jesus places this small child among his disciples as they ask him, who's the greatest? Jesus did this to symbolize that the humility, that we've got to humble ourselves like a small child. To place ourselves in their shoes, Jesus is trying to give us that visual. We have to have that in order to enter the kingdom of heaven. It's not just about being humble, but it's about trusting God with childlike faith. We believe because we believe. Humility leads us to depend on God's wisdom rather than our own understanding. In a world where we think we've got it all figured out, we've got to get over ourselves and to realize we don't have a clue. Trusting and leaning on God. And so what this looks like, it means we've got to step back and allow others to shine, putting our humility there and offering help, prioritizing their needs, but seeking God's wisdom in our lives too. Pride is the enemy of humility. Let's lay down our pride. That's our challenge today. The second big takeaway is having a heart of forgiveness. You saw that there was a command from Jesus to forgive not just 7 times, but 70 times 7 times. Seeing this, Jesus isn't asking us to do the math and find out what that number is and keep count. No, this is a boundless nature of forgiveness. There's no limits to us forgiving in the Christian life. And this reflects God's endless forgiveness towards us. If we hold on to grudges, if we can't truly let go and forgive, that hurts our spiritual health. Not only does it hurt our own spiritual health, it hurts the harmony of our Christian community, the way we work together, worship together, serve together. And so the encouragement today is practically to seek out one way you've been holding a grudge, maybe against somebody that's hurt you in a way that they don't deserve your forgiveness. A situation that's recently happened that's caused you to lose sleep over, and whatever that may be, I pray that God places it on your heart to find that one person to reach out to and say, I forgive you. To restore that relationship and rebuild that community. It's so important. If we can't forgive, how can we expect to be forgiven? Right? That's a great parable. It's eye-opening. And finally, our last takeaway is in regards to the parable of the lost sheep. See, the parable of the lost sheep tells us that every single person is valuable. God places not just a general value. No, he loves them as his own child, his own creation. He has immense love for every single person, regardless of how far gone they are by our standards. This should motivate us to care for the people around us, even those that are unworthy and undeserving, but seeing their worth, not in our own eyes, but through God's eyes. Through God's eyes. And so on a practical level, this might look like reaching out to a neighbor, encouraging a friend, participating in events, community service, caring and giving to the homeless, whatever that may be. Let's get uncomfortable and get outside of our circle of those that we always help and help those individuals that might not be deserving according to our standards. What a great example that is for us to love on everyone and to see the value of every single person through God's eyes and not our own. All right, good deal. I'm looking forward to the next chapter, Matthew chapter 19. Jesus talks about marriage, celibacy, and what it truly means to leave everything behind and to follow him. We've talked about that quite a bit, but we're getting even deeper into following him. It's challenging, this next chapter, and I'm looking forward to that. So I'll talk to you in the next episode. Have a great day. Thank you for joining me. May you be blessed. May your family be blessed. And may you strive to be a blessing to all those around you. Have a great one. Thank you for listening to the New Testament in a Year podcast, where we simply read the Word of God and we try to unpack it so we can find application in our lives, knowing that there is nothing more powerful than God's Word. You see, Scripture is the only source that teaches us who God is and what God wants of us. My encouragement is that the Word of God will bless you and ultimately bless your friends and family. I'll encourage you to share this podcast with your friends, share it on your social media or by word of mouth. Join in, let's read the Word of God together. And through this, may God be glorified through our reading, listening, application, and understanding of His Word together.